A group of Black Lives Matter protesters shut down an airport today, not here in the U.S., but in Britain. This morning, several British members of the movement shut down London's City Airport after they chained themselves together on a runway. In a statement, they said they wanted to highlight the way climate change has a disproportionate effect on black people globally, and that, quote, black people are the first to die, not the first to fly, in this racist climate crisis, end quote. Joseph Harker is The Guardian's deputy opinion editor and a former editor of the weekly newspaper Black Britain.
I'm not surprised because it's been such a successful movement in the States in terms of building awareness of the sort of levels of police violence against black people. And it's a feeling that a lot of people in Britain, and I'm sure black people around the world, sympathize with. So it's natural that its success has led people over here to want to reproduce that.
And what is different with the movement there, would you say?
I think the biggest difference is that in the US, there are such shocking and appalling instances of police violence against black people that naturally people are very angry about it and they go onto the streets and they protest about it. I think the difficulty in a way over here is that there's not such extreme levels of police violence. Yes, people do get killed by the police. We saw an example of that just in August with someone being killed by a taser. But there's not the same levels of shootings of unarmed people. And so in a way, it's more difficult to get that same level of emotional engagement in Britain.
Now, the heart of Black Lives Matter in the U.S. Is the African-American community, and many people of color have kind of joined on since. How does that change once you get to the U.K.?
The backdrop is very similar. The black population in Britain is traditionally from the Caribbean, which was, again, an enslaved community that had been enslaved for generations in the Caribbean before they migrated here to Britain. So there's very many similarities in terms of how black people got to the UK compared to how they got to the US.
Now, it's interesting, these Black Lives Matter protests today at London City Airport, they made a connection to climate change that it disproportionately affects people of color across the world. They've also spoken out about the refugee crisis as a Black Lives Matter issue. What do you make of all of this?
I think those issues are true, but I'm not sure how high up climate change is in terms of the black British experience. I think if you asked 100 black people what your top 10 issues are in terms of racism and discrimination you face in Britain, I think environment and climate change would come very low on the list, if at all. I think it is about jobs, it's about criminal justice, it's about education.
Yeah, why do you think they would make this seemingly far reach?
Well, most of the protesters, it turns out, are actually environmental activists, the white environmental activists. And so, in a way, that's caused another issue with whether that means that they really speak for black British people.
So do you think Black Lives Matter in the UK is kind of struggling for relevance?
I think calling yourself Black Lives Matter immediately makes you compare the situation for black people in the UK with black people in the US. It almost downplays the black British experience. But there are lots of issues. There's a new thing which the police are introducing in Britain now, which is called spit hoods, which are these hoods which are put over suspects' heads when they're arrested, and they're reminiscent of Guantanamo hoods. And they look absolutely shocking, and surprise, surprise, the first person who's been seen to have a spit hood placed on the head is a black person, and we just know that they are going to be used more against black people than against white people. So there are a lot of issues which people can be very angry about in terms of what's happening in Britain. It's just surprising that they've chosen airports and climate change as their arena when there are so many other things happening.
Joseph Harker, the deputy opinion editor for The Guardian newspaper, speaking with me from London. Thanks very much.
Thank you.